Purdue bands and orchestras have a lovely performance coming up Wednesday at 6 o'clock. It's the 27th of February at the Memorial Union there on Grant Street. Performing is the Lab Jazz Band, the Lab Jazz Band 1 and the Concert Jazz Band. Scott Pizzera is joining me. How's it going?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. It's February. Things fly by. You know, it was like the first of the year and a crazy snowstorm with the jazz festival changed things out.
Right.
Well, we're hoping for better weather.
We are.
For one. What are we going to hear Wednesday night?
Well, we've got quite a variety actually coming up between these two bands. We've got a whole bunch of swing. We've got a whole bunch of Latin. We've got some Perez Prado that we're going to be playing. We're going to even be playing Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Really nice arrangement of that. So it's really kind of all over the map. And the Union is really a great place to do that because, I mean, you know, it's so not like a jazz club. You know, you don't have to be quiet. I mean, there's all of the, you know, the venues around there selling the food and people are just doing homework. And so we can really sort of play whatever because they're just a captive audience and they have always been really appreciative over there. So, yeah, so we can sort of explore and do a lot of different things.
I know other schools, there's been a tradition of sort of like the 1 o'clock lab band, and
right,
the 2
yeah.
o'clock, you know, and so different times that they meet.
Sure.
So a lab band and a concert jazz band, tell us a little bit about the ensemble and the makeup of the kids that are going to be playing.
Well, so both of these bands are you know, full big bands, you know, four or five trumpets, four trombones, you know, five saxes, full rhythm section, you know, I mean, there's a lot of bodies on stage. And of course, as you know, with the huge amount of Purdue students we have that are interested in playing music, you know, the Concert Jazz Band is actually the newest of the bands. It's the seventh band that we've added this semester to sort of handle the overflow of the amount of students that we have. So crazy that we were able to make another full big band out of what we have, and we still have more people. You know, we it's really quite a good problem to have, you know. So but both bands are able to complement any charts that we have that, you know, contain that many players.
Scott Pizzera is our guest here talking about a concert coming up at 6 o'clock at the Memorial Union at Purdue University. It features the Concert Jazz Band and the Lab Jazz Band 1. I know that as you're talking about sort of the instrumentation, you can kind of see that sort of traditional band. But as you mentioned that, Nirvana isn't something I'd normally go, oh, you know, I wonder if there's a jazz band version of
yeah,
that,
right,
you know,
right.
And yet, you know, with pop culture, things like Squirrel Nut Zippers and
sure.
different things that groups that have come along that have, you know, sort of integrated into pop music. Is it hard to find charts? Is it something that you come up with some charts yourself?
Well,
tell us a little bit about finding
yeah.
them.
So there's definitely, you know, I guess the sort of climate has changed in that regard, and that, I mean, it used to be that you know, people thought it was, you know, kitschy or campy or corny to be like, I think there was like the Pat Boone arrangement of the Ozzy Osbourne tune Crazy Train that was out many years ago, and other people did some kind of stuff. It was like, oh, that was kind of cute, that was kind of funny, and then people started, I think, you know, arrangers and, you know, orchestrators started thinking like, yeah, but I listen to pop music in my car. I mean, I listen to all this stuff, and I'd like to hear it. So they started taking it seriously. And then, you know, there was this Paul Anka album probably about 10 years ago called Rock Swings where, you know, they really hired great arrangers and they took it really seriously. And there's not a song on that album that you would hear and be like, oh, that's cute, that's funny. It's very well done, you know. And so people have sort of started to figure out like, oh, yeah, there's a market for this because we're at this time now where, you know, where people, the popular music of the day for us wasn't the songs of the 40s and the 50s, you know. It's trying to take something that we're hearing on the radio today and remake it in a way where everybody kind of goes like, oh, no, I really like that version of it, you know. So, we're you know, as years go on, we've got such a huge repertoire of things that we can pull from now in different genres and styles to kind of say like, well, yeah, why don't I do Jolene by Dolly Parton or, you know, why don't I do, you know, and somebody's like, I'll write that. I'll write that chart. So, you know, we can go to the publishers now and just sort of pick from five different arrangements of things, you know. So to be able to do Smells Like Teen Spirit and have somebody kind of go like, yeah, I know that tune, and wow, that was really, really well done, is a good feeling, you know. So it's nice to be able to get these charts now, and that also, you know, carries over to the enthusiasm of the band, because they know these tunes, you know. They might not necessarily know, you know, a Duke Ellington tune or something, but that's kind of how we get them to know the past and, you know, the future, you know, by doing it all now.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that, you know, whether the Purdue Convocations, I think, brought in the Westerlies, you know, this you know, sort of brass, small brass ensemble. And I think about the Bad Plus, that there are more sort of groups that are a little odd, you know, that might have, you know, bones in them or, you know, different instruments. Mm-hmm. And so that has sort of leaked into, you know, sort of pop culture and different things. So it's got to be fun, I imagine, to expose kids to this. And I imagine some of them are like, oh, hey, can we do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get that all the time. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Bad Plus. I remember hearing about the Bad Plus only because of the reworking of a Blondie tune that they had done. I think they did Heart of Glass or something. And I remember kind of hearing it and going like, yeah, that's, and it, you know, it wasn't meant to be like, oh, hey, look, we're doing Heart of Glass. It was like, here's our take on Heart of Glass. And it was like, this is really fantastic, you know? So, and then, and they're, you know, the students now are even finding things and bringing, actually had a band last spring, AMRE, when I was covering for Dr. Trout while he was on sabbatical. We did a Nintendo theme song from one of the Nintendo games, and they were way into it, and everybody was like, yes, this is, I know this. And it was so, like, I don't have to motivate anybody. They're excited about it, you know, like, that's a win-win.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. It's the Concert Jazz Band and Lab Jazz Band 1 coming up at 6 o'clock on the 27th, Wednesday at the Memorial Union. It's free, open to the public, a lot of fun. And I imagine that this sort of thing just in the middle of the semester, you know, is kind of nice to be like, okay, yeah, we've got this, we're looking forward. But right now, if you want to have some fun and some tunes, come see the group.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's for the students the same thing, you know, because it's not so formal. That we just kind of go over there. It's like we just meet up, we play some tunes, and go home.
Yeah,
it's great.
Well, Scott, we hope you come back and look forward to the performance this Wednesday at the Purdue Memorial Union.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.